Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt.
Let's do a live radio broadcast. Good afternoon, everybody. And I mean everybody, everywhere. Wow. Hey gang, I'm Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. We are so glad you decided to tune in and check us out because, you know, you had a choice. For those of you tried and true, diehard listeners to the Power Hour over the years, you will recognize this sound. It's the sound of Thano, Dimitri, John, and Michael. They equal Turning Point, that local national band from Phoenix, Arizona, that is just doing some fabulous stuff all over the world, in the music world. Our musical guest host, Turning Point, one of their first nationally released CDs, okay? I think you'll like it. This is called El Greco, the Greek. All right? I guess because Thano and Dimitri are Greeks. There you go. Hey, of course, let's welcome onto the show in her normal, her customary seat, the fabulous Natasha.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
How you feeling, darling?
Feeling fabulous. Thank you.
Are you ready for more on goal setting?
I am always ready for the goal setting.
All right. And of course, the Magic Man. Some of you guys who don't know, who aren't clued in, you call him, you know, we call him Zach Geist, but we around here, those in the know, he is the Magic Man.
Good to be here, sir. Looking forward to finishing up our goal setting this week.
Got that clean shave, almost, I mean, for you, that's clean shaven.
Yeah, I just was kind of not sure what to do.
It's that's
took it down
for you, yeah. Being. You got it down to like, you know, a 16th of an inch. Very stylish.
Thanks,
you know,
sir.
Think about Zach. Always, always stylish. Always. I love that about him. Great show on tap for you guys today. I'm stoked. You know why? Because my workouts online went live yesterday. Oh, yes. Yesterday went live. And oh my goodness, I have been so wrapped up all morning in listening to people congratulating and signing on and taking classes. It's already rolling. People from South Africa to the Philippines already. I think the very first one was purchased by DZ up in Michigan, one of our shout outs. He says he's been watching every day and finally he purchased the very first show. Again, we're listening to Turning Point. That's Thano, Dimitri, John, and Michael. You know, if you guys are anyone listening familiar with the famous Doran Scottsdale, then you've seen that great band, Turning Point. More from them, more of their fabulous music as the show goes on. But today is all going to be about goals and the accomplishment of our goals. You know, oh, and by the way, thanks for all of the comments and the emails from your about last week's guest, Gwen Hall. So many of you are impressed with her credentials and impressed with her history and her father being a Medal of Honor winner. I mean, you know what, gang? You know, yeah, she deserves that. And I'll tell you something. you really don't know half the story, because we're going to have her back on. She has been our most popular guest up to this point, which is really saying something. We've had some fabulous guests. Ted Purdy's been on. George Benson's been on. I mean, we've had some great guests. We've got some great guests coming up. We got Dan O'Brien, Olympic gold medal winner. We've got Blair Singer, CEO of Sales Partners International. We've got some great guests upcoming, but Gwen was a fabulous guest and inspired so many of us. So we're definitely going to have her back. Okay. So thanks for all of your emails about that. On our show today, my early topic, I'm going to share with you guys a letter between myself and one of my current students, I guess, Anthony Johnson. We call him AJ. And a letter I wrote to him back in January. Look at that. Did I see if you can see that through the glass? You see the date on that? That's January of, can you read that?
Yeah, just 3 years after I was born.
Yes, you were 3 years old, huh? Yeah, can you see that, Natasha?
Yes, January 4th,
1985. 85, that's, well, I wrote him a letter. Not only did he send me a copy of it, it was typewritten. That's not a computer, that's a typewriter. You know, the keys actually striking a ribbon. You never seen that.
I saw one in a museum.
You saw
one? In a museum, that's cool.
So it's a little, it's very, very antiquated, archaic system. Of you know, putting print on paper, this, you know, the letters, you know, it's in, you know, emboldened in metal, and it, bam, strikes the ribbon, boom. And sometimes you could even select the bottom half of the ribbon and type in red if you wanted to, okay? You could even back up and underline something if you wanted, you know. So.
Oh, how fancy.
Oh, how fancy. So fancy. So anyway, it's typewritten here, and wow. I'm going to share that with you for our early segment. And, of course, more on our topic of goal setting as we get into step seven. But, as usual, at this time of the show, shout outs. Oh, yeah, shout outs. You know, it's amazing today. I've had communication with so many of the people that we have shout outs to who've already been logging online just to check out Newton Fitness Online. That's what it's called. Newton Fitness Online. You know, just, you don't have to, you know, buy anything. Just go inside the gym, see what it looks like. Just go in there and click on the picture and see what it looks like and read through some of the descriptions, see what you think of it. And, you know, if it fills into a category that you think you'd like, check it out. Join the workout. Join my class. You can do that. Already, people have been working out with me from South Africa all the way around the world. Like I said, to the Philippines, from Alaska to Florida already today. Al down in South FLA, a shout out to you, my man. He's talking about his brother wants to walk on to Florida International to as a football player. You know what? We'll get him in shape. Online, get him ready for that. So this is going to be very exciting. More shout outs coming your way. Larry and Kimmy, what up? Veronica G out in the Philippines, always my pleasure, Don. Peter and the Bevzilla. Peter is now, for y'all, so you know, back in the house. That hip, that brand new hip, we had Peter on the show talking about getting a new hip replacement. He's back in the house working, walking without a limp already, and doing phenomenally well. DZ, the first participant at Newton Fitness Online. You know, back in the day, what you would do when you opened up a new business, you take your first dollar and you'd put it in like a little frame or something, put it up on the wall. How do you do that when you do your business online? You know, what do? We just, do we take a an email printout from authorized.net?
Put it in a frame.
And put it up there. That represents the first dollar we ever made. We know, I guess that's what the world's coming to. We don't actually have money anymore. We have things that represent what we have. So that's kind of funny. Hey, I want to say hello to Barry. A shout out to Barry and Jeff, Jodine, all of the Taekwondo crew up in Chicago. All right. And of course, Nick and my entire extended family in Colorado, in the Denver area, north of Denver. I guess it's north of Denver. It's in the Evergreen, a beautiful part of the country. If you've never been up there, boy, you're missing something, especially in the wintertime. It is gorgeous up there. Anyway, those are our shout-outs. There it is. Give them something, gang. There you go. Now, let me get into, oh, yeah, update time. Here we go. More updates. Here we go. Important information incoming, online workouts, live. If you did not receive an email informing you that it is live, that means you're not on our email list. So get there, go online. In fact, just go to the front page of the website, and it says sign up for email updates. All you have to do is put in your name and your email address and submit it. It's right there. It couldn't be simpler. Our webmaster, just a genius by the name of Robert, who does a fabulous job, has helped not only design this new site, but of course do all the code work and programming this, and it has been quite a job to turn my vision into a form of digital reality so that you could go online and actually participate. This is as close to magic as I've ever experienced. This is just incredible and so exciting to be a part of it, to turn something that was just an idea inside of my head not that long ago into reality here today. And it couldn't be more appropriate for us to be talking today about goal setting. Before we go any further and get into our early segment, I want to share one other thing with you. you know, just something that reflects a couple of conversations I've had with people lately since the first of the year. I had an interesting conversation with someone. That would be me forgetting to turn off the phone. Okay. Now, a young lady that was telling me that her life was in crisis. And I sit and listen for quite a while. I kind of got a handle on what she was talking about early on. But I wanted to be courteous. I wanted to be polite. I wanted to respect her feelings. And one of the best ways you can do that is to listen. And I listened. And then when she stopped, I asked her a question. I said, do you know what crisis is? Do you know what crisis is saying to you when there is a crisis in your life? Whether it's inside of you or outside of you, in a situation, another, whenever there's a crisis, I'm not saying a problem, an issue, I'm saying a crisis, where there's the feeling in your head you have to abandon something, you have to get rid of it, you gotta leave it, a crisis, it's in crisis, okay? It's in crisis. You know what it's saying to you? It is change demanding to be made. Something needs to change. Whenever crisis shows up in any part of your life, it's crying out to happen. And not making the change, avoiding making the change, pretending it's not happening, only deepens the crisis. In fact, most likely, ignoring it is what caused it to get to a crisis situation in the first place. It may have started out as an issue. It may have started out in almost an insignificant situation, maybe even just a mistake. But if we didn't deal with it, you thought it went away, it did not. You might say it went into seclusion for a bit. And then the next time it shows up, it's going to be wearing different clothes, and it's going to have a greater consequence. So you're going to have to deal with it. But
But if we try to avoid it again, we try to sidestep it, if we try to pretend it's not there, it's the same thing. It's going to keep deepening and deepening. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to eliminate whatever it is. It doesn't mean that you have to throw it out, get rid of it. But some degree of change is crucial, is critical here. Like I said, it may be internal or external. It may be contained in you or in the situation. But don't ignore it. Make the change. See it clearly. Make a change. That's what crisis is. 2 days after our conversation, I got an email. Let me see if I can find it here for you. I turned off my computer, so let me just turn it back up. Without sharing the name, I'll share you her words. I didn't give her any real advice. I don't know if you'd call that advice. I think you would call that teaching. I think it's a teaching opportunity, an opportunity to broaden a person's awareness of what they already know. I didn't teach her anything that she did not know. Okay, I guess I already responded and deleted it. I'm sorry. Can't share that with you. Basically what she said was, she just simply said, your words were magical. Thank you so much. Sometimes we have to be given permission to make change. And that's what goal setting is. Goal setting is allowing you to control the direction of change in your life. Allowing you to embrace change and then control the direction that it goes so that it's always happening in a positive way for you. So it's always happening in a positive way. Now, okay. As I said, we've got a great show on tap. My early segment is going to be this little letter here with Anthony. Now you got to have a little background on this with AJ. AJ, oh gosh, was in the Navy. I think it was somewhere in the early 80s that I met AJ. And then he got married around 1983 to a beautiful young woman named Phyllis. And they've been married ever since, and I think they've got three beautiful children today. I think one's already out of college, one's at Howard University, the other's in college in San Diego. I may be wrong, but he's been a great parent, even though he and Phyllis have lived all over the world. Because he was a career Navy person, okay? So anyway, he was stationed at Great Lakes and started training with me about the same time that Nick Capondi, my fifth degree black belt up in Denver, started. Nick is now a fifth degree, training for his sixth. AJ, has not received his first black belt yet. And I think what happened was he wrote me a series of letters after I moved to Phoenix. And I think he felt sort of abandoned. It is now 11 minutes past the hour, gang. 11 minutes past the hour on a beautiful, beautiful, semi-sunny, 66 degree day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Sorry to rub it in for you guys in Alabama. And in that part of the South, it's icy and cold and snowy. We've had our share of cold this winter, but it's not today. All right. It's going to be warming up all week, and probably around Thursday or Friday, we'll be back up in the 70s here in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, so you guys can read about us on the news. You know, we're looking out right now to, what we call a high sky. Some thin clouds way up there, but mostly blue. Beautiful day. Jack, is it nice out today?
Yeah, it couldn't be better. I'm sure all the people in town for the bowl game the other day are soaking it up.
Yeah. Did you wear a jacket in today?
I left it in the car, actually.
Oh, so just that little shirt you're wearing right there. Is it?
Yeah, but yeah, in the morning.
Yes,
in
the morning.
It's a little brisk.
Yes, it's a little brisk in the morning. This thing was 55. So did you wear a jacket, a full-sleeve jacket today, Natasha?
No, actually, sleeveless jacket.
Oh, no, they couldn't wear that back east, no.
No, they can't.
No, they couldn't. But anyway, like I said, it's wintertime for us, gang. So we're doing our best. We're buckling down and, you know, putting on the scarves and our sleeveless jackets, and Zach has his coat in the car, but then again, he's younger than most of us, so he's a little bit more, you know, he can put up with it. So so as I said, Phyllis and Anthony got married around 1983, and I left in the same year for Phoenix, Arizona. And I think this was very, very, very harsh on Anthony. I think he felt that I kind of abandoned him. Nothing could be further from the truth. He simply was not aware as to what was going on with me. I was barely able to walk at the time. My injuries were resurfacing, and I was suffering from degenerative hip disease, and my left hip was replaced in 1987. But I came to Phoenix because it was, you know, I'd been here once before, and the warm weather, the hot weather, just seemed to really revitalize me. And I wanted every advantage I could get. So I moved here. Anthony wrote me a series of letters, and finally, I responded January 4th, 1985. I said, "Dear Anthony and Phyllis," I wanted to address it to both of them because the letters had been from both of them. "From the tone of your last letter, I sense that this year will be a great one for the two of you. It was very nice to hear from you, and especially nice to hear that you're all settled in your new duty station with Phyllis, and that all is well. Now, when he sent me a copy of this just the other day, I didn't even remember this. He even forwarded a copy of the envelope." See that? Look at the address. 1520 North 7th Avenue. That's a rough area today, but it was really rough back then. That was a bar next door. My rent was $145 a month. Now, you know what you get for $145 a month. You get a hovel that's full of roaches and rats and a bar next door. I'm not talking about a tavern. I'm talking about a bar where people go to get drunk. I think they used to have games next door to come up to see who was going to go next door and try to beat up the martial arts instructor. It was like every day I was having to throw someone out of that place. It was unbelievable. 4 years I was there. 4 years. $145 a month, couldn't go wrong. You know? You could find that much on the street in America. So, anyway, that was, thanks, AJ, for sending that. It just brought back, it was like a time capsule for me to see this. Anyway. "Anthony, I've read and reread your letters with an intense concern, even trying to understand things that you didn't actually say. You've been on my mind a lot since. Your letters told me of your frequent confusion and uncertainty about the future, and especially your future in Taekwondo. Most of all, they told me of your self-doubt. You seem to feel pressure to become what everyone else wanted you to become. That's one of the reasons I said nothing. You needed to hear your own voice and feel confidence in your own choices. The tone has changed, and obviously there is growth within you. 1984 was a year of tremendous challenge for me, Anthony, and I'm sure that 1985 will offer up an equal challenge. I'm hopeful to be up to it. I've had to give up everything that I had in order to become whatever I feel I can be. I've moved to a part of the country where I know no one, and no one knows me. The separation from my students has caused me much emotional hardship. The financial hardship, I can't even barely explain. I'll just say, it's uncertain. I'm trying to reestablish a Taekwondo base of operations, making contacts within the community, and continuing my Taekwondo training and research. All of this has combined to create a huge obstacle for me. My primary reason for making this move in the first place was to improve my physical condition, Well, that's proving to work out just fine. And I thank God for this opportunity to continue my life in my own fashion. My way of teaching is new here. It's new and different to this part of the country, as it was in Chicago when I began over 10 years ago. And the growth is slow, but it's consistent and I'm patient. The school itself is small by comparison to my other schools back east. However, it's well laid out. It's well situated, has good parking, it's comfortable and clean. I didn't mention the bar next door and the frequent little confrontations I had with the drunk patrons drifting in, thinking they were ready to get another double shot of something or other. The few students I presently have are dedicated and hardworking, as you would expect them to be. Anthony, I think that your idea to teach Taekwondo is admirable, and I want to encourage and help you if possible. You see, he felt inadequate because he wasn't a black belt. He never got further than red belt, which is a step below black belt. But it's the level with the most growth. So much has to happen there. So much learning, so much teaching, so much experience to be gained. It's a challenging time. And his letters told me that he wanted to teach, but he felt unqualified. I said, I want to encourage and help you if possible. It may be necessary for you to charge a small tuition, if only just to cover your expenses. Give your school a name, one that describes its purpose. Remember to always have a goal and a purpose. Isn't it amazing? 1985, 3 years before my introduction to the professional world of goal setting, I still knew somehow that having a goal and a purpose was important. I didn't know how, but I knew it was there. No, you haven't reached one of your goals of attaining your black belt from me, but the sun hasn't gone down on us yet, Anthony. And if that is something that you seek, then it is something that you will attain. Remember, seniority alone does not make a teacher. It's the attitude. Whether you have learned for a day or for 10 years, you can be an excellent teacher for what you know, as long as you're concerned that the students learn what you're teaching and you are honest with them. This you can undertake with my complete blessing and encouragement. Yes, Anthony, I feel that we may still have an opportunity to train together, you and I. You never know. You say that your training is not complete. Well, in terms of technique, you're correct. However, in terms of your attitude and your dedication and your understanding of the Taekwondo philosophy of Pilsung, it is complete. It's up to you to make of it now what you will. We've spent some time together, and I feel that it was quality time. And if you with the right attitude, it will serve you well. Phyllis, I'm sure that you're happy being there in Europe with AJ. It was something that simply had to be. I think that Anthony is going to be associated with Taekwondo in some way or another all his life. So support from you will always be extremely helpful to him. Not only helpful, but important to his participation and performance. I hope to hear from you, both of you, frequently. I feel that it will be a great year for all of us. It was a time capsule view for me to see 26 years ago how I would respond. How I would respond to his questions, to his feelings of doubt. I was surprised, knowing at that time how fragile I was. What a fragile time it was for me in my life. 26 years ago. What were you doing in 1985? I know how fragile, like I said, my life was. Financially insecure is an understatement. In a brand new city, knowing no one, wanting to establish myself, and feeling the need to do it quickly, and all at the same time, being unhealthy, facing something that might change my entire way of life, a hip replacement for a martial arts instructor, something that had never been done before. But looking at it now, looking back on it, it was something that would forever change my life, because I then became an expert in hip replacement rehabilitation. I didn't know, but down the road, I would rehabilitate Neil Lomax and Bo Jackson. and dozens of others, hundreds of other private citizens, ice skaters and hockey players, and change the face of rehabilitation. Change the face with goal setting and setting deadlines. Well, AJ and I have communicated several times since I got this letter. And he's so enthusiastic. It's amazing. His last communication to me this morning was, I am starting over again on all my white belt combinations and all my white belt patterns. And I am so enthused and I'm ready to go. And one day soon, we'll be able to train together in that studio. I think one of the things that really bugs him is his wife went on a road trip across country last year. And one of the places she stopped was here, and she took places in the training hall with me, and it just ate him up. She says, my wife has been there, and I haven't. AJ, don't worry. You'll get here, and it'll be all worthwhile. But you know what? In the pictures he showed me for his family getting together at Christmas, he still looks trim and taut and in shape and young. So, AJ, you're still a baby. Let's rock and roll. Okay, it is now 23 minutes past the hour, gang. My name is Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. As I said, we had a show on tap for you guys today. That was a letter from AJ, Anthony Johnson, that actually a letter I wrote to him in response to some communications we were having. You know, it's, you never know, as I said, you never know who's watching you, gang. You never know the things that you say, and 26 years later, he's still reading and rereading a letter that I wrote, a letter that he uses to inspire him with. I tell you, the things we say to the people close to us are important. That's why I say save your best behavior for those you love. Be good to yourselves and be good to those close to you. Take extra time. The things you say are so very, very important for them. Sometimes they're not as eloquent as obviously AJ was in expressing his feelings to me. Sometimes you have to take extra time and listen carefully to what they're not saying, to see what kind of what you need for them, and so that you can say something, so that you can say something that will maybe change their life, change them for all time. You know, what we've done now, we've changed our schedule just a bit. And if you've been hearing some little sounds, that's because right behind me, I've got a Pee Wee Taekwondo class going on today. And my senior black belt, Andrew, who also works out with me on the tapes. Natasha, would you do me a favor and move your chair over there, please, a little bit? Let's give these peewees a little room. Andrew, you want to line them up right here? We're going to give you guys a little Taekwondo, peewee style, Newton Taekwondo, peewee style, right here on the radio. Open that door for them there, Natasha. Good. Okay, Andrew, line them up in the order there, rank there. Good. There we go. Put Christian over on this side. That's not rank order. They're in reverse. There we go. Okay, back up a little bit there, Glenn. All right. Back up a little bit. Move him back a little bit there. You want to give him a command, Andrew? Attention, Bob. Okay. Spread out just a little bit. Let's see if we can get a little sitting stance punch here. All right. You want to give the command there, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Let's see if we can get a little Taekwondo. Andrew, AJ, this will make you feel real good. Listen to Taekwondo. Eyes straight ahead, Trey. Eyes straight ahead.
Yes, sir.
Straight ahead. Let's see that discipline. Eyes straight ahead, Pierce. Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see if we can see a little Taekwondo here, Andrew.
Jinbi. Sitting stance punch.
Yeah.
Change your hands, Pierce.
Si.
Okay. Okay, let me see a double punch now. Double punch. I know you guys can see this. Now they got a good sitting stance or sitting low. Straighten that punch a little straighter over there, Christian. Beautiful, beautiful work. Wrist there. Christian, how old are you? Come over here, Christian. Come over here. Come here. Come here real fast. Come here. I want you to tell everybody right here in the microphone. Give them your name. Tell them your name.
Christian.
What's your last name, Christian?
Kelly.
Christian Kelly. How old are you?
7, 6.
7 years old? And what do you like about training in Taekwondo?
It shows you discipline, sir, and it...
Now, don't be scared. People are listening to you all over the world. I mean, all around the globe. Does it make you nervous?
Yes, sir.
Just a little bit, huh? Oh, don't worry about it. Well, this Christian has a natural ability for Taekwondo. Okay, go back over. We'll do a couple more techniques real fast.
Yes, sir. Pilsung.
Go. Pilsung means I am confident of certain victory. Get in your stance now.
Yeah.
Move over a little bit. Don't punch Pierce in the head. Get ready. A little bit more now. Okay, here we go. Yes, yes. Double punch. Change your hands, Trey. Change your hands.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Trey, come over here. Come over here, Trey. Come over here. Okay, Trey. Let's get you leaning over here. How old are you, Trey?
5, sir.
Okay, speak up now. What's your full name, first and last?
Trey Spivey.
Trey Spivey, all right. Let me hear you count the 5 in Korean. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Let me hear it.
Hana, do, set, net, desa.
What's your favorite technique so far in Taekwondo?
It's fun to listen, sir.
It's fun to listen?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite punch or kick? Which one? What's the best one for you?
Sitting stance punch, sir.
The one we're doing right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, go back over and do some more of that. That was Trey Spivey. Yes, go ahead. Go back over there. Go. It's 27 minutes past the hour, gang. We're getting a little Taekwondo demonstration from our peewees here. A little, our special guest, our peewee class. Get ready, Trey.
Yes,
side knife and strike now, Andrew. Beautiful. Very nice. That's a knife hit. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you want to see something? Now, we've had Trey do something and Christian do something. Let's let Pierce do something now. Okay, Trey, you and Christian stand over there. All the way outside the door, okay? Go ahead. Take him out there. Okay, Pierce, you're going to show the fabulous Natasha. Okay, Natasha, come over here and watch Pierce. Okay? Okay, Andrew. All right, I want you to take him through his side stretching routine over there. Watch this, Natasha.
Yes, sir. Ready? Hands are your waist.
Okay.
Legs apart. Split. Go.
Slowly. What's he doing, Natasha? What is he doing? What's
He's
he doing?
Doing a split.
Side splits or front splits? What kinds? The Japanese splits, right?
I
his hands are on his waist, always side, completely to the side. Unbelievable. Down a little further. Wow.
Wow,
can you?
He's very flexible.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Down.
All the way down. Look at that. Oh, it's perfect.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Hands on the floor now. Wow. Beautiful, Pierce. Stand up. You know, you guys have done a demonstration, maybe the first Taekwondo demonstration ever that's been heard all around the world. Come back in here, Christian. Trey, come back in. Come on. Give yourselves a hand. Go ahead. Get up. Give up. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Okay, take it back out. Are we ready for kicking yet?
Almost
ready for kicking?
Yeah.
All right, let's pay full attention. Get your eyes front, Trey.
Yes, sir.
Bow.
Pilsung.
Let's go back to work.
Yes, sir.
All right, gang. Okay. Something different. Right? You never know what to expect here on the Power Hour. All right. Okay. Yes, it is now exactly 29 minutes past the hour. I can hear the music starting. You can't, but I can hear it in my earphones. A little bit more music from Turning Point. That's Thano, Dimitri, John, and Michael. All right, taking us to break, gang. Look them up on the internet. Buy some of their music. You want to know something? This is kind of, just remember. Now, Thano, at one point in time, I'm not sure, I haven't seen Thano for a while. He needed to kind of get rid of that little bocce ball he was carrying in his right above his waist. And it was so funny because Turning Point was my studio band for my very first Power Hour, which was on TV. And we used to play together all the time. And Thano gave me one of my very first guitar lessons for jazz. The very first song he taught me, I wonder if he could remember it. It was Breezin' by George Benson. And we're listening, and Thano can do it all. He can play Greek style jazz. And as you heard him on it when you were coming in, he can fire up a Stratocaster. You're listening to Turning Point, gang. My name is Mac Newton. Fabulous Natasha's in her customary seat. The Magic Man is right there. You guys stay right back. You stay right there. We will be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online, 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
Hey gang, welcome back. You just heard a course in how to just freak out a five-year-old. Okay.
Oh, were they? Was that special or what, huh?
It was special.
It was.
They're so cute.
Well, more than just cute, they're very good. They're learning Taekwondo, and they learn with their eyes. You just show them something, and they can. They never have these questions like, "I'm not sure I can do that," because when kids see something new, adults always say, when they see something new, adults will say, "What is that?" Kids say, "What can I do with that?" That's what kids say. What can I do with that? What can I do with that? And I tell you, I'm watching them right here on the screen, and they're all fired up now. Being on the radio has fired them up. All over the world. If you want to see some of them, just go on the front page of the website, MacNewton.com, and there will have a little flash that comes up showing how they were stretching. That's what Pierce was doing right there for Natasha just a few minutes ago. Okay, gang, I'm Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. As I said, if you want to get on our mailing list for updates, just log on to the front page and put your name and email address and press submit. And you will be getting all the updates and stuff that comes out of Newton Fitness, Newton Taekwondo, the Power Hour, Newton Fitness Online, my blog. You'll be getting all of that stuff, okay? Because every time I do a blog, we're setting up software now where it will automatically go out to everyone on my email list. So if you want to get my daily blog that normally we do on Facebook, just sign up for an email update and you'll get it automatically. You like that, don't you? You like that music? You like that, huh? Okay. That's Turning Point. I'm not sure the name of that CD or I would give it to you. In fact, let me see. Just click that. You know how to get to the, what's that called? It's one of their early ones, Zach.
I think it's called Together, sir.
Yes, that's the name of that, okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the album, Together.
That's the name of the album? It's one of their very first ones, Together. You will enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. They've got a song on here called Vuja Day, which is kind of like deja vu in reverse. Deja vu is something that you're experiencing that you know you've experienced before. Vuja Day is something going on that you don't ever want to experience again. And it's a very good song. It's Turning Point's a great band. Thano and Dimitri are brothers, by the way, and sometimes we see them around town called the Sonis Brothers. It's Thano and Dimitri Sonis. And as you can tell, Thano is on lead guitar. Dimitri is on electric bass, but also plays guitar. John is on drums. Michael is the piano player. And since then, they sometimes travel with a saxophonist. And his name's escaping me right now, but in fact, he's got a wonderful album out that we'll feature right here on the Power Hour one day soon. It is now 25 minutes before the hour, just time enough for us to get into our main topic for the day. I hope you're enjoying the show, gang. You never can tell what to expect here. Do me a favor, though, would you? If you like the show, if it means something to you, why don't you tell a friend? Just tell one friend. That's how we're going to continue to grow. That's going to be our lifeblood. That's what's going on. And you know what? I've got some other news for you, too, because, you know, Zach is since he started with the Power Hour, I want to tell you something. That young man's life has completely changed. But he's not the only one on our Power Hour staff here who's changing. The fabulous Natasha is also branching out and changing her career. For some time, she has been very, very quietly taking real estate classes. And now she is a licensed real estate agent in the state of Arizona. So, yeah, yeah, in the state of Arizona, she's a licensed real estate agent. And so if you're here or you have plans to come here and you need a place to stay for a short while, you know, like the next national championship or Super Bowl or something like that's going to be, and you need to come to Phoenix and you need a place to stay and you don't want to stay in a, you know, lousy, crummy old hotel and sleep on, you know, sheets that's going to give you bed bugs, you know, what you want to do is you want to rent an apartment, you know, and no one better than to do it for you than the fabulous Natasha. So, now, why don't you take a moment, Natasha, and give them your email address, okay? And how they can contact you if they're interested here in Phoenix, if they're interested in buying a home, renting a home for you know, for a short time or forever. So let's welcome the most newly appointed real estate agent in the area in Phoenix, Arizona, but certainly not the least. Give it up.
Thank
there
you.
It is. There it is. Yes,
thank
yes.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. And my email address is natasha@azirp.com.
Now,
very simple.
Give it to him again, but I want you to spell Natasha.
Natasha, Natasha, @AZ, like Arizona, IRP, Independence Realty Professionals. That's the name of my firm. And I've been working for quite a while, and I have established clients who love me very much. I'm very lovable.
If she says so herself.
And I would love to help you guys. If you need help with the real estate, I'm the girl who can help you.
There you have it. See there? Just a shameless promo, okay? it helps to know the Mac Daddy. You can get a shameless plug right here on the Power Hour as well. So, okay. So if you'll come here and give me a hug, maybe I'll give you a shameless plug as well. Okay, King, let's get back to the Power Hour. Well, good luck on that. But seriously, though, folks, yes, all of her clients do love her. She does great. So if you're interested in buying a home, you want to do so with the fabulous Natasha. And you don't have to put fabulous before Natasha when you're sending her
on
an
my
email.
No, you don't have to. Just Natasha.
Yes, we'll know who it's going to. Okay. All right, gang. And let's see here. Our main topic for today. We've had fun with today's show. You know, we have a guest. We got a guest scheduled for our next 3 weeks, so I figured we just shake it up today. I know exactly where we're picking up today, where we left off with last week. We left off on step number 7. Step number 7, which was what?
Make a list of all the obstacles that stand between you and your goal.
Absolutely.
And I believe you made an example with the jar with rocks.
Right, meaning that you're going to have to, if when you make a list of all the obstacles that stand between you and the accomplishment of your goal, when you make a list of that, you have to also break them down by priority. In other words, what is the biggest single obstacle? We got to list it in terms of importance. We got to list the biggest single obstacle first. What's your big rock? Okay? Understand this, gang. Wherever great success is possible, great obstacles will be there. In fact, obstacles are the exact flip side of success and achievement. If there are no obstacles between you and your goal, it's probably not a goal at all. It's just an activity. When you've listed every obstacle that you can think of, now I want you to organize that list in order of importance. I want you to list it in order of importance. What is the biggest single obstacle that stands between you and your goal? That's your big rock. And like I said last week, you gotta take care of the big rocks first. You don't want to be spending all your time playing around with gravel and sand and water when the big rocks are out there, because you don't want to fill your jar with the insignificant or the unimportant while the important things have still been done. Still need to get done. There's always enough time to do the important few, your big rocks. there's not always enough time to do the important few and the trivial many. The trivial many is what most people spend their time doing when they should be working on the important few. Why? Simple. Because the trivial many are usually easy. They're easy. They don't have a great consequence. They're easy to do. So you spend all your time on them thinking you're getting something done, but you finish your day and you feel like you haven't accomplished that thing. Reason why? You haven't. You haven't addressed the important things, the big rocks that make a difference. Okay, remember, your obstacles may be internal or external, but you must take care of them first. Let's deal with number eight now, okay? Number eight, step number eight. You want to identify any additional information that you will need to achieve your goal. Now, for those of you who are thinking about this, you know already that you're going to be helped by number seven. You're going to be helped in that by number seven. Because when you identify all of your obstacles, those obstacles will tell you what additional information you'll need to overcome them. All of us know that we live in a knowledge-based society. And the most successful people are those people who have more of the essential information than others. Almost all mistakes that you make on the financial side of your life will be the result of having insufficient or incorrect information. So, one of your responsibilities is to learn what you need to know so that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. What additional information do you need? Now, if you don't have the knowledge or information yourself, you got to ask yourself the question, where can you get it? You know, is it a skill or an ability that you can develop yourself through study or practice? Or can you hire someone temporarily, such as a consultant or a specialist, with the knowledge that you require? It's like when we decide to do the Power Hour. Well, you know, my original thought was, I'm going to get these little, a simple board, and I'm going to hook it up. And I thought, well, you know what, I'm just going to do this show. But I immediately realized, as I look at step number seven, just to do this Power Hour show on the air every once a week. Well, the obstacles to me doing it is, one of the obstacles, the big rock is, I need someone with the technical information that can get this show from this microphone on the internet. Okay, that's what I needed. So I knew what the obstacle was. And so then, identify additional information that I needed. So first I looked at trying to find out if it was something that I could do. But then I realized, no, my time is best spent with the content. So I needed to hire someone with that information, which is what I did. So basically, in everything I do, right down to this Newton Fitness Online, going live yesterday, I followed this exact plan that I'm giving you to the letter all the way through. And whether it's about an online program, whether it's about a relationship, whether it's about the establishment of anything that's of importance to you, you can follow this plan step by step. And it is literally guaranteed. All right. Make a list of all the information, all the talents, skills, abilities, and experience that you will need, and then make a plan to learn it, buy it, or rent it, or borrow it as quickly as you can. Determine the most important information that you lack, okay? Now you gotta remember the 80-20 rule rules again. 80% of the value of the information that you will need in any area will be contained in 20% of the information. What is the most important information that you will require? Okay, let me explain that again. You know what the 80-20 rule is? I've explained it to you before. Do you remember it? Do you remember the 80-20 rule? Basically, it's this. I'll explain it simply. If I make a list of 10 things, if you add up everything that could be accomplished by getting all 10 of those things done, 80% of everything that could be accomplished will be contained in two items, or 20%. Your job is to figure out what 20%. Most people spend their time doing the 80% that brings them very little, 20% at most. The 20%, those are your big rocks, okay? And the same thing with the information. All the information that could be contained, the useful part is going to be 20%. So you got to figure out, what do you really need? 20%. Step number nine. Now, make a list of all the people whose help that you need, whose help and cooperation you will require to get this job done. To accomplish anything that's valuable, that's worthwhile, you'll need the help and cooperation of many people, not just a few. You can't do this by yourself. Forget about it. You can't do it alone. You need help. Maybe one person, maybe two, maybe many people. I think many people. Take this list and order and organize it in order of priority. You need help to make it work. I knew that my style of running a radio show, if I just want to talk here and stay with the Power Hour, I like to talk to someone. So I said to Natasha, I want you to come down to the show and be on the show. Her first response was, no, I don't want to do that because, you know, I have an accent. I don't want to talk. I don't know what to say. I said, you don't have to say anything. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to look at you and I'm going to talk to you. And then when you feel okay, you will say yes or no or maybe. And then as you start feeling more comfortable, you can start to express your opinion as it moves on. But basically, I know my style is I like to talk to someone. Remember when we were at KFNX? We used to talk to you all the time behind the glass.
Absolutely, sir.
Yeah, and I remember I even brought someone down there that whose job was to sit on the other side of the desk.
Yeah.
For me to talk to. That's all I did.
Just to have someone bounce things off of.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry?
I was on a KFNX too.
Exactly. I brought someone down just to sit there and let me talk to them. Why? Because I like to talk to people. I don't just sit there and talk to the air. Some people like to do that. I don't. I like to look in someone's eyes. I like to have them respond to what I say. And if they're not listening to me, I'll respond to that. I want them there. Exactly. I'll respond to that. I want them there listening and responding. So make a list of all the people whose help and cooperation you're going to need. Now, here's an important point when it comes to that. Here's a very important point when it comes to the people that whose help you need. And if you don't do these two things, this will not work for you. If you don't do them, this will not work for you. Once you make a list of all the people whose help you need, understand this. The law of compensation and the law of reciprocity will come into it. To being. The law of compensation says this. It says that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It states that for everything you do, you'll be compensated in kind. It also says that other people will help you achieve your goal only if they feel they will be compensated for their efforts in some way. Doesn't necessarily mean monetarily, but it has to be something that is worth something to that person. That should be your starting point. Here's the question you ask yourself. What can I do for these people to get them to help me become successful? Now that automatically springs in the second law, the law of reciprocity. The law of reciprocity says, basically, it says, people are internally driven to be even, to reciprocate that for everything that's either done to them or for them. They will be willing to help you achieve your goal only when you have demonstrated a willingness to help them achieve theirs. So as soon as you help someone achieve their goal, they will go out of their way to help you. Someone asked me last week, how much money does it cost you to get your guests to be on your show? I said, it doesn't cost me anything. Because all I do is call them on the phone. I tell them about it. They go, can I be on the show? Can I be on the show? You know why? Because they feel I've helped them in some way, and they are just waiting for the opportunity to reciprocate, to help me become successful. And so as you go on for the next year, you'll hear big name after big name, spiced in with names you've never heard before, but those people will be just as big as the big names. And they will be willing to help me because they are reciprocating for help they feel they've already gotten from me. Even sometimes if they've paid for it. So when you make a list, always ask yourself the question, what is it that I can do for these people that will make them want to help me? Now you'll be bringing in the natural laws of the universe to help you in your goal setting, and you cannot fail. You see, these laws, once you understand them, will work for you and move you towards your goals faster than anything else. Now, finally, our last one for today, step number 10. Now, I know next week we got two more, but they're our final two, and we're going to be starting in another direction. Number 10. Take steps number 7, 8, and 9. Everything that you wrote down in steps 7, 8, and 9. Take everything that you wrote down, everything, and make a plan. Make a plan of action. What did you learn in step number 7? What was step number 7?
Make a list of all the obstacles that stand between you and your goal.
Step number 8. What was step number 8?
You want to identify the additional information
that you're going to need to get. Remember, all winners think on paper. Are you, because you can't remember, the palest ink is 1,000 times stronger than the best memory that exists. You must think on paper. And step number 9.
I think it was 80-20 rule.
Well, step number 9 is to make a list of all the people who can help you, who can help you achieve your goal. Not just the people, but the organizations and even groups. Like when I was coaching the USA team, I found out that, in fact, I just helped repay. In fact, this is a perfect example. Back in 1981, I was named coach of the USA Taekwondo team. But the International Taekwondo Organization wasn't as big or as formal as it is today, or as rich. And what we had to do is we had to raise money to get all 14 team members to Argentina. That took $10,000. So naturally, I wanted to identify people who could help us. Someone told me about the Rotary Club, and somehow got me an invite to speak at the Rotary Club. And I told him about our situation. Myself and a couple of students actually did a couple of demonstrations for them there that day. And they decided to fund our trip. Well, I was recently asked by the Rotary Club of Phoenix, Rotary Club 100, the largest Rotary organization in the world. The largest. In fact, the Honorable Sandra Day O'Connor, the Chief Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was there, along with her son. A lot of bigwigs were there that day. And I went there and I showed them a plaque that I received as the outstanding coach. And they got me to do this speech as I waited all these years for a chance to reciprocate for their help to us. And even though it wasn't the same Rotary Club, it was still the same organization. Oh, yes, people will want to respond. But you have, once you identify them, you have to ask yourself the question. What is that question? What is that question you must ask once you identify the people? You've got to ask yourself the question, what can I do for them to make them want to help me? You got to remember, what can I do for the people on this list to make them want to help me? Okay, so take all your steps from 7, 8, 9. Wait a minute, what's going on over there? We're still on radio. What's going on over there? What's happening here? Class is finished? Well, we're finishing our show too, so come over and say goodbye to everybody. Come on, here we go. Come on, everybody, come up. Come up, everybody. Come over here. Trey, come up. Come up close as you can. Hope you go. And say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
There you go.
Good job, guys.
We Taekwondo, they're over today. Did you learn anything today, fellas?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did you practice? Trey, what did you learn today? Come here, tell me. Come here, Trey. Tell everyone what you learned today. What'd you learn? Come over here. Oh, boy, I put him on the spot. What'd you learn today? Tell everyone around the world. What kind of stance did you learn today? Did you learn a stance?
Yeah, sir.
Speak up. Which one did you learn? Was it a walking stance?
Yes, sir.
Was it a walking stance?
Yes, sir.
What else did you learn with the walking stance?
Kicking.
You learned a front kick? Okay, the first thing you want to do right now is go home and practice.
Yes, sir.
Look at me. You want to go home and look at me. Don't worry about the microphone. He's staring at that microphone. He's going to eat it in a minute. You afraid of that microphone?
Mm-hmm, sir.
All right, you want to go home and practice right now so you don't forget that, okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
Can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Go. Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay.
Pilsen.
Okay, Pierce, come here.
Yes, sir. Pilsen.
Pierce, come over here.
Yes, sir.
What'd you learn today?
I learned a sidekick.
Sidekick? Sidekick? You did a sidekick today?
Yes, sir.
You gotta be kidding me. Did he learn sidekick today?
Yes, sir.
No way. Was he doing a turning kick?
Yes, sir.
You gotta be doing a turning kick pretty well. Learn. Go over there. Let me see your turning kick. Go over there. Let me see your turning kick. See if you really need it. Okay, get an L stance for I'm guarding block. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Let me see your turning kick. Go.
Yeah.
All right. It looked pretty. Step back and do it again. Yes, get a little higher this time. A little bit higher. Get ready. Go.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Good job. Bow. How much time do they have to change, black belt?
3 minutes.
Let's give them 4 today. I kind of distracted them. 4 minutes to change. Uniforms folded correctly. Double check every last one of them.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go.
Yes,
dismiss. Yes, that's how we do it here.
That was incredible. He did very good job.
Oh, well. You think you haven't seen anything yet. These kids are amazing, gang. You guys, they are amazing. As I said, step number 10 is to make a plan in detail. What you want, when you want it, and why you want it, and use all the information you gained in steps 7, 8, and 9. Everything you learned in steps 7, 8, and 9, and you make a plan. All right, gang? Oh, we went about 3 minutes past the hour. We're a little late today, but that's okay. We had fun. We're listening to the CD by Turning Point. And Turning Point is made of Thano and Dimitri Sanis with John and Michael. And I think the name of the CD was Together.
Together.
Together with Turning Point. And this is something called Isolation. Something we're finishing with, isn't it?
Solitude.
Isolation. Isolation. Solitude's a little different than isolation.
Completely.
Yes, completely different game. Yes. Well, gang, there you have it. The first 10 steps of our goal setting plan. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was a great one we had today. I really liked it a lot. Go online, MacNewton.com. It's like entering a mall. Listen to the Power Hour shows. Read MacNewton on. Go to my video vault. We got lots more coming your way. And, of course, visit Newton Fitness Online. As always, when we close, I want you to tell you to be true to yourself, all right? Which that means one thing simply, your words and your actions match. Also, be good to you. Be good to you and those close to you. As always, we want to say thanks to Bob Adlock. He was the director and producer of our first Power Hour on TV, Cox 9. Pat McMahon, my mentor forever. JC, my sidekick. JB, still miss you, man. And of course, the magic man, Zach. And always, last but not least, the fabulous Natasha. And don't forget, you can have all of your real estate needs met just by giving her a jingle on her email address. And that email address again, Natasha, is?
Natasha@azirp.com.
There you go. Get all of your email, your real estate's needs met with the fabulous Natasha taking care of you. And you know it will be that way. Hey, gang, you guys have a great week. I hope it's beautiful. The weather's beautiful wherever you are. Tell your friends to tune in again. And as always, 3, 2, 1, peace. The Mac Daddy is out.